It's Thursday, March 7th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Daylight saving time begins Sunday, and it's a good time to prepare for severe weather. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison yesterday. The leader of Wisconsin's technical colleges is retiring, and you can learn how to hunt bears with experienced hunters and the DNR. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. on Sunday. While changing your clocks and checking smoke and carbon monoxide detector batteries, the time change is a good reminder to prepare for severe weather, says Wisconsin's Emergency Management Agency. Severe weather events are the biggest threats as we move from winter to spring, said Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel. The agency recommends clearing your gutters, trimming trees and branches so they don't fall on your house in high winds, checking sump pumps, reviewing and updating your home insurance coverage, and having an emergency kit with 72 hours of supplies. For more information on these tips and making an emergency kit, visit readywisconsin.wi.gov. The vice president promotes apprenticeships at a Madison visit. Bob Haig tells us more.
Kamala Harris was with apprentices at a construction site for Madison Metro.
The work that is happening here really is a wonderful example of so many of our administration's priorities, including the important collaboration between us at the federal level and leaders at the local level, like the mayor of Madison.
Harris was joined by Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
I just cannot state how important it is to have a partner in the White House who believes in cities.
The visit, the latest by administration officials in the critical state for Joe Biden's re-election. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that authorizes spending nearly $700 million on Universities of Wisconsin construction projects, including a new engineering building at UW-Madison. The governor signed the bill privately on Wednesday morning. The measure is part of a deal Republican lawmakers cut with UW Regents in December that limits diversity positions across the UW system in exchange for money to cover staff pay raises and construction projects. The projects include a UW engineering building as well as dorm renovations at UW-Whitewater and demolition work across the system. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System will retire later this year. Ted Allen tells us more.
Dr. Morna K. Foy has spent the last 26 years in the system, serving as its president since 2012. Foy's role provided oversight of the state's 16 publicly funded technical colleges that currently receive more than $625 million in annual state funding. Around 280,000 students attend the system's schools annually. The system's board will conduct a nationwide search to find Foy's successor. Foy hasn't given a hard deadline for her retirement date, saying it'll depend on the timing of the search for the system's next president. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A state appeals court says environmental regulators can't force landowners to clean up pollution from so-called forever chemicals without first implementing specific limits on contamination. The Second District Court of Appeals 2-1 ruling Wednesday all but eliminates the Department of Natural Resources' authority to unilaterally mandate reporting PFAS contamination in groundwater and force responsible parties to clean it up. The case revolves around the DNR's decision in 2019 to require property owners to clean up PFAS pollution even though the agency hadn't established limits on the chemicals. The appellate court found that the decision amounted to an administrative rule and, as such, should have gone through a drafting process that culminates with legislative approval. Education is available for those interested in hunting bears. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging new and experienced bear hunters to join the Learn to Hunt Bear program as participants and teachers. The program includes multiple classroom and field sessions, culminating with a bear hunting excursion. Participants will learn about bear biology, population management, habitats, hunting techniques, regulations, and safety. Participants must be at least 10 years old and don't have to have any experience hunting bears. Applications should be sent out by May 1st, and participants will be informed of their applications by June 1st. More information can be found on the Learn to Hunt Bear website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.